Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Mesach des Pesachim, Perik Yud, Mishnah Vav. Ad Heichan Hu Eimer, until where does he say Hallel? Mishnah Hey finished with the words, V'noy Malafonav, Hallelujah. So we know we're supposed to start saying Hallel. But everyone understands we're not saying the entire Hallel now, only part of Hallel before the Suda. So our Mishnah wants to know, where do we stop? Now why Taka? Do we cut Hallel in half? How can we only say part of Hallel before the Suda? Zok de Gemara, because we don't want the children to fall asleep before it comes time to eat matzah. So only the part of Hallel that has to do with Yetzias Mitzrayim is connected to the Agada. The rest, which is Nogeya, as the Taisis Yom Tov explains, the future Geula, that was left for after the meal. The Maral says the reason we say part of Hallel before the Suda and part after the Suda is to show that the night of Pesach, the Suda itself, is part of Hallel. When a Yid eats properly, especially the night of the Seder, so the food becomes Kiddusha. So in any event, so we don't say the whole Hallel before the Suda, so the Mishnah wants to know, Ad Heichan Hu Eimer, until where do we say? Beshami Yom and the Beshami say, Ad Eim Habonim Semecha, which is the end of the first capital. Ubeshil and the Beshil say, Ad Chalomish L'mayne Moim, which is the end of the second capital. Then we conclude the Haggadah with the bracha on Geula. But the Tanakhama doesn't really tell us how we make the bracha, which words exactly we say. So Reb Tarfon and Reb Akiva come to explain that. According to Reb Tarfon, we begin with Baruch Atah Hashem, but we don't end with Baruch Atah Hashem. Because it would be the same like a bracha you would make on a peri, or a bracha you would make on a mitzvah. Brachas that are one haidah, one thank you to Hashem, have only one baruch at the beginning. Longer brachas that have different elements to the bracha require that at the end of the bracha we repeat baruch atah Hashem. So Reb Tarfon says just baruch atah at the beginning. According to Rabbi Akiva, we're going to learn, we finish baruch atah Hashem, being that there's an extra tefillah over here in the bracha. So once again, zak the mishnah, v'chaisim begula. One thing is for sure, we end the Haggadah with geula, with redemption. There is a bracha that's made here about Geula. The only shayla is how we make the bracha. Rabbi Tarfon, says, Asher Geulanu v'Goel Saviseinu Mitzrayim, who redeemed us and who redeemed our forefathers from Mitzrayim. Although he doesn't say it, what Rabbi Tarfon means is we say Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'Ayla, Asher Geulanu v'Goel Saviseinu Mitzrayim, V'Loha Yachaisim. But we don't finish the bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem. As explained, if it's a short bracha, it just starts with Baruch Atah Hashem. On the other hand, Rabbi Akiva is a much longer nusach. According to Rabbi Akiva, we also start Asher Geulanu V'Goelus Havaseinu Mitzrayim, but it continues on. We say Hashem, just like you took us out of Mitzrayim, we're mispal for the future. Kein Hashem Elokeinu V'Elokei Havaseinu Yagiyenu L'Meyadim. Let us arrive at future Yamim Tovim, U'L'Regolim Achelim and other Yamim Tovim. Habayim lekrasenu l'shalom, that approach us with shalom, with peace. What's the difference between Mayadim and Regolim? Mayadim refers to Shoshana Yom Kippur. Regolim refers to the Yom Tovim where we're Oyle Regel, Pesach Shulis, and Sukkos. So we take the opportunity on Pesach to be mispal for future Yom Tovim. Smeichem b'vinyan irecha v'sasim b'vaydesecha. Smeichem, we're so happy in the rebuilding of your city. V'sasim b'vaydesecha. And we're so glad to be able to do your avayda. The word sasa refers to an inner happiness, according to the Eitz Chaim. The Malbim explains that simcha is like a short-term happiness. Sasa is a lasting joy. I once saw a pshat, could be from the Gra, I'm not sure, that simcha means joy. Sasin is the ability to make others happy. I'm so happy that I create an environment of simcha around me. More so the ability to be able to make others happy. I'm so happy that my simcha spills over to others. V'noichel sham min hazvachim u'min apsachim. We should be able to eat from the zvachim and the psachim. What are the zvachim? It's the Karban Chagiga and then the Karban Pesach. The Chagiga is eaten first because you're supposed to eat the Karban Pesach when you're full. Ad until Baruch Atah Hashem Goel Yisrael. Being that it's a longer bracha that contains different tefillos, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's not just a thank you for the past, it's a tefillah for the future. So we finish Baruch Atah Hashem. So, Chazri Gobo, we learned in our Mishnah. We know you're supposed to say part of the Hallel before the Suda. And we finish off big Geula. How exactly do we make that bracha of Geula? Reb Tarfon says, it starts Baruch Atah Hashem. It's a short bracha. We thank Hashem that He redeemed our forefathers from Mitzrayim. He redeemed us and our forefathers. And it does not finish Baruch Atah Hashem. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's a longer bracha. There are different parts to it. We thank Hashem on the past. We dive into Hashem for the future. We express our will in Ratzon, in our Simcha, in Avodas Hashem, and therefore it also finishes Baruch Atah Hashem, Gal Yisrael.